fur. St. Corinthians chapter R. 5. It is reported commonly that there is fornicati on sex outside of marriage among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, no, and Jews, that one should have high s a there's wife, and yo, you are puffed up with pride, and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you, because truly I, though absent in body, but present in spirit, have e judged already as though I were PR assent concerning him who ha s so done this deed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit w if the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such a one to Satan f or sh destruction of thut e flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the d I of the Lord Jesus. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole loo? MP? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as yo. You are unleavened, because even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for you. St. Herefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in a let ter n o t to keep company with fornicat ors, people who have sex side of marriage, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, greedy, or extortion, ist, s, or with idolaters, because then yo, you would need to g o out of the world. But now I have written to you not t o key p company. If any man t hat is called a brother, is a fornicator, has sex outside of marriage, or covetous, greedy, or an idolater, or one who rages against others, or a drunkard, or an extortionist, with such a ne do not eat, because what have I to do to judge those also w ho are outs id? Do you not judge those who are inside, but those who are outside God judges? Therefore, put away far among yourselves that at wicked person.